Here we go. I'm here. For Christmas, and it's like you might as well do it because it's a good idea. People like that stuff for Christmas. Everybody likes Christmas presents, right? 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 Yeah. If you have like really little kids, buy them some CDs because little kids like us. It's like little kids like us and their parents like us. And it's like the teenagers just hate us. But that's okay because that was the same way with Lynyrd Skynyrd. It was kind of like, it was like there was a whole period of time where I just put them away because I denied them and I wouldn't do it. And then when I got older, I came back to them. So get them for your little kids now, and then they will deny it through their teen years. And then when they grow up, they'll come back to it. And it'll be great. So there you go. Children, there's kids' Christmas presents out there.
Yeah.
Let's do this one.
Thank you.
And that's a fact. Check. All right. I made the foolish mistake of putting new strings on this guitar. Foolish, I'll tell you, new strings are overrated. It's sort of a device that you put on there and it makes your guitar go out of tune for a couple days.
Oh,
Too. It was like this social gathering with, like, I had a decade of past girlfriends in the room and walked out with the one that I wanted. So, I got the ring to prove it. But anyway, the social occasion was that on this date in 1994, we had the CD release party in St. Louis for this album called The Brooklyn Side. Okay, so that was what was going on 16 years ago tonight in St. Louis. Eric Campbell was there. Decade of past girlfriends was there. A bunch of people were there. So we're doing a couple songs off that album, The Brooklyn Side, that we were doing for the first time in public 16 years ago.
Hands on me,
first time. Last Man songs are 16 years old. They're old enough to drive. We'll have to put an extra bench, couple of bench seats in the van so we can lay down, because them songs is old enough to do the driving.
I'm not
whipped cream and other delights.
All right.
I told you that was a mating call. We got women bringing whipped cream to the stage.
Now she's getting you a drink.
High school, if that's all there was to it, man. Let's get a guitar and turn the E string down to D, and women are bringing a whipped cream and drinks and stuff. Man. Oh, wish that I knew what I know now when I was younger. If you know a friend that doesn't have it, Christmas. I'm telling you, Chris. It is. It's for the kids. Do it for the kids. Do it for the kids. John's got kids. Keith's got kids. Do it for the kids. You buy an album, it's for the kids. They'll get food. If you don't buy an album, they are going to starve. Their children are going to starve. And it's going to be on you.
Thank you. I pull the slow just as close as I can. Never watch seconds or nights of an album. But just that puppy with the words. That's my world.
Because they want the best. Oh, I always remember reading that. Just thinking to myself, man, someday, I'm going to have a Gibson guitar. And my drummer's going to have Pearl drums. And my bass player's going to spit whipped cream on stage.
Baby, dance circles across the floor. Round and round just like before. Baby, fall down. Baby, get up. Baby needs a break from a woman. It's like a music. Just watch it be like a dance. Keep your hand on the bad music. Where she can understand. Just to have a laugh and sing a song. Seems we just got started, and before you know it, comes the time we have to say so long. Last song!
Thank you.
it's a weeknight. We know people have work to do tomorrow, so we would have like made you wait like 3 hours for on. We know it's Thursday. Yeah. And besides, you can just see right into our dressing room. We're feeling a little bit self-conscious about breaking the horse out right now. I mean, you know, we're kind of like Motley Crue, but kind of not. In that, you know, we don't want y'all watching.
Thank you. There ain't no change.
can stand Georgia. Play the flaming red arrow.
Thank you. gonna warm things up for you.
Well, conscience, oh conscience, won't you let me be? I can't have much fun if y'all are watching me. Got a devil on my left side, no angel on my right. Who knows what kind of trouble we could find tonight, yeah. Well, conscience, oh conscience, I've been dealing so fair. If you were looking in my head, I'd be a millionaire. You've been hanging around my life, I've gotten so bored. Feeling like I might become a Boy Scout once more. Well, time and time again, I see that karma coming round. All these guilty pleasures trying to bring me down, trying to bring me down, yeah, yeah. Well, conscience, oh conscience, you left me in despair. I black out the memories that I find in there. I'm always being tempted. There's got to be a cure. Used to look for mischief. I won't go back for more. Come on.
Guitar down a little bit in this monitor thing. Not that I don't like it. It's just a little too much John.
A little too much John. Desmond, also, can I get a little bit more of my voice in the stage right away, please? Hey, that's good, thanks.
So we've been at this for a little while, and I know that some people make money off of selling their songs. I've heard tell that people still make money selling their songs. I'm hoping Windex will pick up this next one for me. Dream. I feel a sense of wonder.
shines on me when it shines to you.
Traffic around here, I'm always banging on my dashboard.
Traffic around here, I think, is evidence that everybody's a dashboard driver.
Yeah, I think so. So, I'm stuck on, where was I, GW Parkway. Banging out that Bo Diddley beat. You know the Bo Diddley beat?
Yeah.
And I started thinking about an old June Carter Cash song. Started working.
So I think we'll try it.
The ring of fire, the ring of fire, the ring. version replete with drums. That version is on our second CD, which is outside. The entire catalog. I can say that now because more than two. The entire catalog is for sale out front. But that album, a couple years ago, we were honored that it was the album of the year in the Washington Area Music Awards and stuff like that. Here's a song from the first one. I've lived most of my life in the DC area. Except for a very short time, I lived in a place called Taos, New Mexico. Anyone ever been to Taos? If you're a skier, you know Taos. If you're a stoner, you know Taos. So I was living in exile there, and it was really hard to find a job. I answered an ad in the paper and started reading tarot cards for the Psychic Friends Network. True story. Perhaps my voice sounds familiar to you. Anyway, the rest of this story can be found on YouTube if you look for Billy Coulter there. We just put a live album out and tell you all about it. Well, I can see your fate in your stars.
Long time for that joke to come present from 1967.
Arch Amoeba on the bass. And John Petrovich on the guitar. So we just put out this live album, and this song is one that was the big surprise of the night. It just turned out beautifully. It's called Being Human. Since you broke up, and you know, it's that one day that you decide to go down to the 7-Eleven, rolled out of bed, you got your happy pants on that you slept in, your hair's all messed up. There she is. with like three of her hottie girlfriends. This is what you look like. It's called Bad Day to Run Into You. Much
happy when I get a new car. I'll be happy when I get a new girl. I'll be happy when, well, I'll be happy then. Wishing and hoping get the best of me. Who has been overlooked for knighthood in England, I think. You know, if Mick Jagger can be a knight of the realm, although Keith laughs at that almost every day, then Sir Nick Lowe, I think that has a good ring to it. Sir Nick Lowe. Don't you think? Let's like start a Facebook page that says, give Nick Lowe, if you can get Betty White on the
Knight Nick Lowe.
Knight Nick Lowe now.
Sir Lowe.
I'll look for that tomorrow. Somebody get on that right now.
Just gonna get a bunch of people who are fans of Nick at Night.
No.
Without love, I am half human. Without love, I'm no machine. Without love, there's nothing human. I will die without love. Without love, I am an island all by myself on a heartbreak sea. Without love, there's no denying I am dying without love. For there is nowhere I can run, and there is no hiding place. Sticking out like a sore thumb by the moon and look upon my face. Without love, I've been comfy. Without love, I am not whole. Without love, I'm barely on my feet. I have died without love. Hey! Oh, there is nowhere I can run, and there is no I've incomplete. Without love, I am not whole. Without love, I'm barely on my feet. I am dying without love. Oh, baby, I'm dying without love. Oh, yes, I'm dying without love.
Facebook. Maggie calls it the Facebook. Are you on the Facebook again? Anybody on the MySpace still?
No.
I haven't even looked at my MySpace page in like 3 months. There's probably a bunch of mail there.
Yeah, you're not answering me.
Sorry, man.
You really need to get in touch with me.
Dell's going to my show up to rehearsal.
Yeah, that's why I show up to rehearsal.
Anyway, I don't know if this has happened to you, but some people will come out of the woodwork, you know, from years past in your Facebook. I want to be friends with you. Wow, I hated you. Why are you even bothering talking to me? It's a song about it. It's called If You Can't Live Without Me, How Come You're Not Dead? Thank you. Thank you. That's one of five new songs on the new CD out there. It's called Trace. It was recorded live. There's a video for that up on YouTube.
Well, we got time for a few more. Time is just running by.
So, yes, the House of Light. So, my wife Maggie asked me, how come you always got to write songs about your ex-girlfriends? You know? Well, there's a lot there, obviously, if you've been listening.
Way more material from there than from now.
He's never going to run out of material.
I know, yeah.
There's no more albums to come. So, and about the time it takes to play this song is about how long it took to write it. One day, I will find a lighthouse and make it my own, and I will rock the lighthouse.
Ready?
Station wagon. And while all the other guys at my high school were driving souped up SS Camaros and Mach 1 Mustangs, I was in the Ford Country Squire. I was that guy. I was a late bloomer, obviously. I've been saving up money to buy my own car, 'cause the woman I've been driving won't get me too far.
not a tree on the tree, not a bone on the floor. And it's hard to look cool in a car with five doors. You'd have better been shown this racer ain't dragging, cruising around town in my station wagon. Passes inspection, should be a ride right back until then. I'm cruising all around in that station wagon.
Thank you.